is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, September the 11th, 2011. It's the 10th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11/2001, the morning of September 11th that year. Terrorists hijacked 4 commercial airplanes. 2 of them were crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, a third into the Pentagon. The 4th, bound for Washington, D.C., crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Altogether, nearly 3,000 lives were lost, all the passengers and crew on board the planes, and thousands of people who worked at the World Trade Center or were near the buildings, more than 100 in the Pentagon, and hundreds of rescue workers. It's the birthday of D.H. Lawrence, novelist, poet, born Eastwood, England, 1885, author of Sons and Lovers, The Rainbow, Women in Love, Lady Chatterley's Lover. D.H. Lawrence, who wrote, "My great religion is a belief in the blood, the flesh, as being wiser than the intellect. We can go wrong in our minds, but what our blood feels and believes and says is always true. The intellect is only a bit and a bridle. What do I care about knowledge? All I want is to answer to my blood direct, without fribbling intervention of mind or moral or whatnot." And it's the birthday of William Sidney Porter, born Greensboro, North Carolina, 1862. Went off to Texas, got a job at a bank, then he was a reporter for the Houston Post, later arrested on charges of embezzling money, sentenced to prison for 5 years, and it was while he was in jail that he started writing stories under his pen name, O. Henry. Here's a poem for today by Charles Douthat, entitled Crying Man. At O'Hare, after a first jump west to California, I thought my father was dying as I waited for the connecting flight. Being hungry, I ate pizza with the people eating pizza. Feeling uninformed, I bought newspapers, opened magazines at a bookshop wall. Near my gate, I pretended not to watch a dozen others waiting as they pretended not to watch me. But finally, in a hectic airport restroom, I heard the crying man in his stall. "Oh, God," he cried, behind a stained steel door. He didn't sound old, and in his privacy, not shy. "Oh, dear God," rang harshly in the close-tiled room. I stood alongside others, a simple traveler at a public urinal. Behind me, the restless waited their turns. "Oh, dear life," came the third cry. I shook myself, zipped, found a vacant sink for washing. Spurting water dwindled to a trickle on my hands. I lathered and rinsed as I'd been taught, grabbed for paper towel, didn't linger at the mirror. Crying Man, a poem by Charles Douthat from Blue for Oceans, published by NHR Books and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.